Word of Zarqawi's death spread rapidly among his followers. By early this morning, the internet chat rooms frequented by Islamist extremists were buzzing. These are websites where al-Qaeda members and sympathizers swap thoughts on everything from which suicide vest works best to which U.S. military base might make a good target. Today, the sites were jammed with responses to the Zarqawi news. Among those reading along was a young American by the name of Evan Coleman. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly paid him a visit.
Evan Coleman's phone started ringing at 3 this morning. He didn't bother to answer it till 6 when he rolled out of bed and literally into his office, a desk about 2 feet away. Coleman's got 3 massive computer screens set up, and he routes his internet traffic through the Philippines, so anyone online trying to figure out where he is might guess somewhere near Manila. In fact, we're sitting in his bedroom in Manhattan, and Evan Coleman, 27 years old, munching on cashew nuts, wearing what looks suspiciously like last night's pajamas, doesn't quite fit the image of international terrorism expert.
Sorry, hold on 1 second.
Hello? Hey, Pete, how's it going? Yeah, in Arabic, yeah.
That's NBC on the phone, asking how to find a particular jihadi website. This is what Evan Coleman does every day. He tracks the chatter among hardcore extremists, websites in Arabic, members only, password protected. One of the most important is Al-Hizba. That's where Zarqawi's group has officially weighed in.
This is a communique from Zarqawi's organization, the Mujahideen Shura Council, acknowledging that he has become a martyr and saying that Zarqawi's death is expected, and that behind him there is a new generation of commanders who will rise up and take his place.
Within 7 minutes, the first response rolls in.
So let's see what they said. First line says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. God is the greatest, God is the greatest.
Coleman's Arabic is okay, but not great, so he taps the rest into instant translation software.
May Allah accept him among the struggling martyrs. He's the agent of God. So you see, people are not demoralized here. They're celebrating this.
Any way of knowing, are these people in Iraq? Are they elsewhere in the Middle East? Do we know?
Well, it's impossible to know specifically, but I can tell you that a very large number of the people that use this forum are based in Europe and the Arabian Gulf. When I say the Arabian Gulf, places like Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and they're following this like Americans follow baseball or the NBA Finals.
Evan Coleman started snooping around jihadi websites when he was still in school. He was studying Islam in the Middle East at Georgetown, and he got an internship that involved online research. By September 11th, he'd started law school at Penn. He ran out of class that day and never really looked back. His bedroom/office is a gallery of photos of al-Qaeda leaders. Today, he's skimming through the latest postings on Zarqawi.
Oh my God, by the way, there's now 13 pages of responses.
Particularly noteworthy, Coleman says, are the other official postings today from Zarqawi's group. These are communiques detailing recent operations, carjackings, bombings, kidnappings. Coleman picks out one claiming credit for a kidnap and notices this was just posted.
This right here was posted at 2:17. So this was posted at least 45 minutes after they already announced the death of Zarqawi. So is this a cry saying, hey, listen, we're still here, business as usual? Sure.
Coleman says Zarqawi was keenly aware he wasn't likely to be around forever, that after he was reportedly nearly killed last year, Zarqawi formally named a number of deputies so that when his death was announced, his successors would already be in place.
So, for instance, this claim of responsibility, it's signed by the deputy commander of al-Qaeda, a guy named Abu Abdurrahman al-Iraqi. In other words, an Iraqi, someone who is going to take the reins for Zarqawi after his death.
Coleman starts skipping around to other sites. Here's a French one where somebody writing under the name Hamburg Cell is explaining everything will be okay, despite Zarqawi's death, because, quote, Allah protects his faithful. By this afternoon, a couple of the big websites are offline. Coleman says it's not clear whether somebody shut them down or they crashed, overwhelmed by the sheer number of visitors. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, New York.